two world-class strategies that I use with all of my top clients to help them refocus and get back on the path. This is Brian Kane with the Mental Performance Daily Podcast, and today we wrap up our mini seminar from this week on the four-step goal formula and the four-step player development formula. We talked about setting your intention, scheduling it on your calendar, measuring it with a checklist, and measuring that behavior that you need to take to help you to accomplish the said intention. Today, we talk about the concept of reflection and refocusing. Now, if you are taking notes, I want you to jot down what I call the three-step success cycle. It's prepare, perform, reflect. And as a performer, we spend most of our time either preparing or performing and very little time with reflection. But the problem with that is that most of our awareness comes from when we reflect. Most of our ability to course correct comes when we reflect. So we need a simple process to help us reflect and refocus and make tomorrow better than today and today better than yesterday. Here's two strategies that you can use. Well, better how in start, stop, continue. So every day when you wake up in the morning, whether it's when you're taking a shower, when you're working out, when you're having coffee, whatever it is for you, I want you to ask yourself, based off the last 24 hours of my life, I have my intentions, I have my schedule, I have my behaviors that I'm tracking and measuring. What do I need to start, stop, and continue? Bullet, real quick. Over the last 24 hours, if you could course correct and reflect and refocus, what would you start, stop, and continue? And then at a deeper level, on a weekly basis, I want you to take a strategy that Kobe Bryant used. And there's a great interview if you go to YouTube, and I'll put a link to this in the show notes below, where Kobe Bryant's being interviewed by Lewis Howes in the School of Greatness. And he's asked, what does losing feel like? And Kobe goes, oh, it's exciting. It's exciting to lose because there's opportunities there to grow. There's opportunities there to learn. And he says, after you play, whether you win or you lose, the process should be the same. And you ask yourself, what did I do well? What do I think I can do better? And how do I continue to do the things I did well? And how can I do better at the things I want to do better at? It's well, better, how? Now, I don't know if Kobe Bryant ever worked with a mental performance coach, but he was doing mental performance at a high level. And that's what I want you to do. And the highest level that you can get to in mental performance is one, knowing exactly what it is you want and why you want it. That's your intention. Two, scheduling it and creating a plan that you can work that will help you get to those intentions. Three, measuring it and being accountable and being clear with this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm not doing, and you know the path to get to where you want to go. Because as Nick Saban says, choice is an illusion. They call it the illusion of choice at Alabama football, that you don't have a choice. If you want to be successful, the path is laid out for you. You just follow the path. If you think you have a choice, you're going to fall short. Like, it takes what it takes, man. And if you're going to get to where you want to go, it's going to take discipline. It's going to take organization. It's going to take awareness. It's going to take commitment. It's going to take a tight schedule. And the bigger your goal, the tighter your schedule needs to be. If you want to make $2 million a year as a coach, as an entrepreneur, your schedule is going to look a heck of a lot different than the person who wants to make $200,000. If you want to get a 4.0 GPA and be an all-state player or an all-American in college, guess what? Your schedule is going to look a lot different than the person who's cool with being all-conference and the 2.0 student. So you have to start with your intention and what you want in energy, work, and love. You have to create a schedule that works for you. You have to measure your behavior. And then you have to reflect and refocus using start, stop, continue every 24 hours and well, better, how on a weekly basis. So I sit down on Sundays and I map out my well, better, how. What did I do well? What do I want to do better? How am I going to do it? And guess what? You know what's special about today? Saturday, September 24th. We're 99 days away from 2023. So if you go back through this week and you execute on our four-step goal formula, think about it. You're going to be 99 days ahead of everyone else who goes, oh, I got these New Year's resolutions. No. Start today. Start now. Stop counting the days. Start making the days count. And let's dominate the day by you living the four-step goal formula. And if you're not living it, I got to ask you, why are you listening? Start living. Stop listening and let's dominate the day.
Thanks for checking out Mental Performance Daily with Brian Kane, an Ironclad original. If you like the show, be sure to leave us a rating, review, and comment. We'll see you tomorrow.
Are you a parent that's frustrated watching your child struggle to manage the failure they encounter in athletics? It's even more difficult when you consider how talented they are, but just can't seem to put it all together. I've talked to hundreds of parents over the last few months expressing the same concern. That's why I'm excited to announce that we'll be opening enrollment for a new one-on-one mental performance coaching program specifically designed to give athletes the skills they need to consistently perform their best and reach their potential. If you're interested in an exclusive opportunity, please visit briankane.com/coaching to let us know.